Mount Neil Midrash and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Pastor Billy Crone, and we're going to be talking about one of the major problems facing America today. And that is, of course, the lie that is taught in our schools. Our public education is not there to educate kids. It is to indoctrinate them and to make them hate God, because that's the common denominator behind everything going on today. And they teach evolution in school. They will not allow creation to be mentioned. They will not allow Bible reading. They will not allow prayer in school. They don't even allow the Ten Commandments to be posted on the school walls, because after all, as the Supreme Court said, you know, if you post them, the children might read them. If they read them, they might meditate upon them. If they meditated upon them, they might obey them, and that would be breaking down the wall of separation of church and state. Understand, our schools are aimed at destroying the faith of our children because it is a conspiracy against God. And you can trace it all back to, at least in our schools, to the teaching of evolution. Well, is evolution true? We're putting on a series of programs with Pastor Billy Crone. We have the DVDs that go with this. You should have them. You need to be able to discuss this situation intelligently. And Pastor Crone does a great job on that. Pastor Billy, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's a pleasure to be on.
You pick up the story from there, and I'll just sit and listen.
You know, I just want to, based on your comments, that, you know, as you said, evolution is not only a lie, but it's one of the biggest conspiracies, folks, on the planet. You have to understand. In fact, it is the conspiracy that is being used to justify the end times conspiracy with the Antichrist kingdom. And so this really is the foundation. And you hit the nail on the head, Dr. Monteith, and Lord willing, in future interviews, we'll eventually get to that. But I want to give you a little teaser. These people, folks, it is, you might think that's an outrageous claim that Dr. Monteith made, that it's a hatred towards God. Folks, they actually admit it. They know that this has nothing to do with science. It's not science at all. In fact, it takes more faith to maintain an evolutionary mindset than it does to believe the first page of the Bible. It is hatred towards God. It is hatred towards the Judeo-Christian ethic, because they know that if we maintain a Christian Judeo ethic in our country, they cannot move us into slavery. They know it. And it has nothing to do with science. Let me just give you one real quick quote. This is from Richard Dawkins in an interview. He said, listen to this, to people who are exposing this information, exposing the lie of evolution, and we're dealing with, on this series, Dr. Monteith, as you know, scientific information. We're not just quoting Bible verses, not that that's bad, but it's scientific information, and we're putting it side by side by evolution. We're challenging people to use your own brains and look at the evidence for yourself, come to your own logical conclusions, and you see that evolution is based on lies. In fact, if you remove all the lies that evolution is maintained on, they have nothing to stand on. That's all it's built on. But listen to this quote. You tell me there's not a hatred towards God. It has nothing to do with science, people. It's a heart problem. Here's what he said. He said, fundamentalist American Christianity is attacking science. He's talking about those like us who would get the information out about intelligent design. He says, we're attacking science. He says, but what is it offering instead? A mirror image of Islamic extremism, an American Taliban. And then the next scene they showed on the interview was the burning towers of the World Trade Center at 9/11. Excuse me? That's a pretty bold statement. Anybody who dares question the authority of evolution, somehow you become the new terrorist. Okay? Now, that's not science, folks. That is suppressing people who, frankly, want to deal with the facts. And that's what we've done with this study, Dr. Monteith, and intelligent creation. We did it for two things. Number one is to give a defense for the hope that lies within us. as Christians, that, hello, there really is a God, and here's the great news, folks, we really can have a beautiful, intimate relationship with the Creator of the universe through Jesus Christ. It's not science fiction, it's biblical fact, and that's one of the big things that these people are trying to suppress from you, okay? The second reason is to do what we've been talking about, and that is to unveil the truth, folks. The veil has been pulled over our eyes. They've got control of the media, they've got control of the educational system, which is exactly what communism wanted. We'll get to that, maybe. But they suppress the truth about God's existence. And the only reason why people maintain this evolutionary mindset, okay, even the American public, is because they are not given the opportunity to look at the rest of the facts. Okay, they are suppressing the truth. And that's exactly what the Bible said would happen in the last days. The book of Romans says the wrath of God in chapter 1 is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who what? Who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God's made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have clearly been seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. And the reason why everybody is on the planet is without excuse, you're not going to say, well, God, I just didn't have enough information that you existed. Are you kidding me? God's left us tons of evidence in everything that he's made. That's exactly what the Bible says. But what was the problem there? It says that wicked men are going to come along and suppress the evidence to show you the good news that God's real and you can really have a relationship with him. Folks, that's exactly what evolution is doing, okay? And as we saw before, it's common sense, okay? You know, you think of God as a God of love and he'd want us to, you know, this supreme being from literally a whole other worldly dimension, who he would have to be by definition, okay, we're going to let us, you know, finite creatures understand and his existence, he'd leave some clues for us. Well, he has. They're all over the place. And so that's what we deal is deal with just appealing to logic. Use your own brain. And see, that's what is Christianity, and I used to do it, too, myself, before I became a Christian, and was to think that Christians were a bunch of dumb idiots. You know, if you were going to become a Christian, you had to check your brain in at the door. I don't think so. The Bible actually says, come, let us reason together. And we should know by everything that we see in life, folks, that there has to be a God. Okay, let's use our brains this morning. It's just like we saw last time, Dr. Monteith, with the watch analogy. With the watch analogy, common sense tells you, if I were to actually make a claim on this interview here, and I truly believe this, that on my way into the office this morning to the interview, that I found my watch here with roughly maybe 12 moving parts on it, okay, I found it in this right across the parking lot. There's this field area. I found it out there. It was amazing. And I am fully convinced, Dr. Monteith, that this watch spontaneously combusted on the scene due to millions and billions of years of rocks and wind and sticks and rains, throwing a couple thousand lightning bolts, however many you want, and voila, it produced this watch. Now, if I honestly, truly believe that, what would people say? They would say, are you nuts, buddy? You got to be kidding me. That is absolutely ridiculous. It is totally illogical. Why? Because we all know that, give me a break, watches don't create themselves. Watches are made by watchmakers. They have design, which shows you that somebody designed them. Okay, so that's common sense. So why then, people, use your own brain? Is it acceptable for an evolutionist to come on the scene and not just say our watch, but our bodies with 50 trillion cells did? And that's just the body. How about the whole universe that shows incredible design?
Hold up,
which we'll get to in a second.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy.
A message of hope. Miracles still happen today. Hear the amazing story of evangelist Samuel Santos and the many miracles he has experienced in his life. Your faith will be renewed by the testimony of God's power and love. At the age of 60, Sam fell on the ice and completely lost his memory. Through the healing touch of the Lord, his memory has been fully restored. Now, 19 years later, he has been called to begin revival meetings in small towns throughout Colorado. Come and receive the blessing the Lord has for you. We will be praying for the sick and those in need. Everyone is welcome. You can hear Evangelist Samuel Santos August the 28th and 29th at the Wilson Leeper Community Center, West Entrance, 3800 Wilson Avenue, Wellington, Colorado at 7:30 p.m. or September the 11th and 12th at the Pullum Community Building, 545 North Cleveland, Loveland, Colorado. Doors also open at 7:30 p.m. For more information, call 303-883-5674. That's 303-883-5674.
How well do you know the law? The situation calls for citizen's arrest, but proving your case seems to require a lawyer. What kind of proof do you need in court? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen Power.
If you make a citizen's arrest, how is the suspect convicted? In the United States, courtroom proof is not materially different from common sense proof. Evidence may be a photograph, a tape recording, a witness who saw or heard what happened. Even remarks made during commission of the crime, although hearsay, are admissible in court. Proof, however, is the prosecutor's chore. To make citizen's arrest only requires probable cause.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this morning, Pastor Crone, and he's simply talking about the perfect order of the human body, and I would simply point out, all you need to do is look at music. Music is perfectly organized. Mathematics is perfectly organized. A periodic table that lists all the various elements in the world. Perfect organization. The laws of physics, perfect organization. The human body, a perfect organization. And the same too with everything, every living being, there's a perfect organization that allows these things to survive. Look at the stars and astronomy. Perfect organization. We see this perfect organization every place, and we're supposed to believe it just happened by accident. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, you know, that's just it. It's just one big, huge, fat lie. And I'll use that word. It's a lie. And I use it strongly because not only with the evidence, folks, as we see and present in the series, but again, throughout this series, we quote the evolutionists. They admit, folks, it's a lie. And then at the end of the series, you find out the real reason why they maintain this lie. And again, that was predicted by the Bible nearly 2,000 years ago. But it'd be one thing, again, Dr. Monteith, this is the ruse that's being played on people. Even in the educational system, the media, it's all over the place. And the reason what they're doing, they're using propaganda. And they're using the old axiom, you know, if you repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, and often enough, people will believe it. That's the only reason why people maintain this mindset, the American people, because they don't know better, and they've been drilled in their heads, it's true, it's true, it's true, and the whole time it's not. And that's what we're exposing. It's not based on the hardcore facts of science, folks, it has nothing to do with that. And that's, again, what we do in this information. We do take the hardcore scientific facts, and we put it side by side, if you will, of evolution, and you see that it instantly, folks, falls flat on its face if you're using your brain. Okay, now we already seen the evidence of the universe last time, evidence of the solar system, evidence of the human body. That was absolutely amazing. There's no way that could ever happen by chance. And then today I want to deal with some evidence from the animal kingdom. The Bible says here's where animals came from. They came from God. God made the wild animals in the book of Genesis chapter 1 according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds, and God saw that it was good. And so the Bible clearly says that God is the one who created the whole animal kingdom, okay? But what does evolution teach? They said, no. Don't look at all the animals that God created on the earth. No. Look at all these animals that a cosmic accident gave birth. Really? Well, let's put it to the test, folks. Let's put it to the scientific test. Let's see who's telling the truth. Is the Bible telling the truth? Or is evolution telling the truth? Let's take a look at some scientific evidence that we see in the animal kingdom, folks. And you tell me, use your own brain, if any one of these animals could have accidentally ever, I don't care how many years you give it, been birthed on the scene. I don't think so. Let's take a look at just some interesting characteristics of the giraffe. And specifically, how this thing and what it has to go through just to take a drink of water. Listen to this. Charles Darwin, first of all, he believed that the giraffe was just a regular animal that grew a longer neck because it needed to reach the higher branches for food. Which, interesting, but that whole premise, let's put that to the test. Okay, I reach all the time in the cupboards for, I have to get on my tiptoes, you know, to reach a cup in the cupboard. Now, does that mean if I continue to do that, my arm's going to get longer and I'll be better at basketball? just because you've got to reach for something, that doesn't mean all of a sudden you evolve into something higher. It's ridiculous. Okay, but anyway, let's give them that, okay? Could a giraffe ever evolve over time a longer neck at any stage? You be the judge. Let's take a look at some scientific information. First of all, folks, the neck of the giraffe is about 6 feet long, okay, which means it's kind of cool, but that he's got a problem now. Just bending over, his brain could explode from the pressure. Okay, so how in the world does a giraffe do it? How does a world, in the world, does a giraffe even take a drink of water? Well, folks, it just so happens, is it a coincidence? I don't think so, that the giraffe has the most powerful heart in the animal kingdom. It's 2 feet long, it weighs 25 pounds, and the walls of its heart is 3 inches thick. Okay, but that's not all. It also comes equipped with 4 safety features to keep its brain from exploding when it tries to get a drink of water. Okay, 1, the giraffe has in its jugular veins, folks, a series of one-way check valves that immediately close as soon as his head's lowered. Okay, hey, that's kind of nice, but that's a problem there. That stops the initial problem, but it creates a secondary problem. This puts way too much blood in the carotid artery. So what's it do? Well, it just so happens that extra blood is immediately pushed into a spongy tissue that's located near the giraffe's brain, which absorbs all this excess blood. Whew, oh, I made it that far. But now he's got another problem. That excess blood could cause a rupture in his brain. So what's he do? Well, 3, he just happens to produce a fluid in the brain that acts as a counterpressure to prevent the rupture from occurring. Okay, and 4, just to make sure there's no rupture anywhere else, as I just stated, the walls of the giraffe's arteries are thicker than any other mammal, just to get a drink of water. Now, stop and use some common sense, folks. That's just the neck and the heart of the giraffe. That's just him trying to get a drink of water, let alone trying to stay alive, let alone somehow come across a female giraffe, if this is a male giraffe, and be able to procreate and have a family and continue to, quote, evolve. How in the world could that ever evolve? Like Charles Darwin said, at what stage of development could a giraffe survive, let alone procreate, unless all these features were fully functioning all at the same time? The first time the animal took a drink of water, his head would explode, and I don't think he's going to have any babies after that. But that's just a giraffe, folks. Every single animal on the planet shows amazing design. How about the kangaroo? Check this out. When a baby kangaroo, folks, is born, it's tiny. It's no larger than just like a little bean. And then it comes out blind, it's deaf, it's hairless, it looks like a little tiny worm, okay? Now, when it emerges from the birth canal, it ought to just, you know, if everything's all just by chance, it ought to just drop on the ground and die right there, okay? But for some reason, instantly, every single time, the baby kangaroo knows it automatically needs to hold on tightly to the mother's fur, and it automatically knows it has to start crawling over a sizable distance to the pouch. Okay, and then once it makes it to the pouch, it automatically knows it has to fasten itself onto a nipple, which having done so, the nipple automatically just happens to know that it needs to lock the baby onto it. Okay, and what's amazing, folks, is during this whole time, the baby kangaroo is not only automatically doing all this and it comes with this inherent knowledge, the mother usually does not even know that the baby's been born, and she does nothing to help the thing. But that's still all. It also just so happens the kangaroo makes 2 different kinds of milk simultaneously for 2 different kinds of nutritional needs. One kind of milk is for the newborn, and one is for an older kangaroo that's already outside the pouch. Now, what's amazing, folks, is the nipple feeding the milk to the infant will automatically produce a different kind of milk than the one for the older one, what it drinks, no matter which nipple it drinks from. How does it know that? And so here's the logical question, folks. How in the world could this birthing, this feeding process of a kangaroo ever evolve? At what stage of a development could the kangaroo survive unless it came pre-programmed with all this information, let alone have babies? Excuse me? How about the camel? Folks, did you know the camel is one of the most efficient water conservation systems in the world? Okay? It can go with the water up, you know, a couple weeks at a time. Why? Well, it just so happens, is it a coinkydink? I don't think so, that camels come with extremely large bowels and kidneys that conserve water, and it has a digestive system, talk about this is convenient, that can extract 40 times as much water than normal. In fact, get this, its nose can even catch and condense air, water in the air that it exhales. That's pretty efficient, okay? And then when food is scarce, the camel just so happens to be able to produce and change part of its waste products back into usable protein. But that's still not all. The camel can readjust automatically, for some reason, its body temperature, listen to this, by a full 12 degrees, which is totally amazing because most animals on Earth, folks, would die on the spot instantly with that kind of temperature change. Yet somehow camels can do it, and they've been doing it for a couple thousand years. So the question is, well, how could this water conservation, how could this temperature adjustment ever evolve? At what stage of development could the camel ever survive unless all these features were fully functioning at the same time? Excuse me? Who's checking whose brain at the door? This is obvious design. This stuff is more design. How would you like to have this temperature control in your car? Oh, we do have temperature control in the car. Oh, so what did the temperature control system in a car Did it evolve in over millions of years, an explosion in a car factory? Or did somebody design the thing? And, oh, by the way, the camel's is much more sophisticated than anything we've ever come up with. And you're going to say that happened by chance? Hey, how about the sloth? Okay, the sloth in South America, folks, not only spends most of its life in trees, but it does so upside down. Okay, and it just so happens that all other mammals' fur hangs downward from the top. But it just so happens the hair of the sloth hangs just the opposite. And it comes in handy, because since the sloth likes to hang upside down, the upside down direction of its hair makes the rain roll right off. Wow, that's pretty convenient how that all just works out. Okay, but then that's not all. It just so happens that a certain green algae gets onto the hair of the three-toed sloth, and it makes its home there, and only in that one. And then it turns out this is helpful to the three-toed sloth because it turns him green, and it camouflages him perfectly, making him look like a clump of leaves in the trees that he lives in, okay? But in the very same forest, it just so happens the two-toed sloth, for some only reason, not the green algae, but for some reason only the brown algae likes to make its home on him. And this happens to turn out wonderful because it turns him the brown, the same brown color as the trees that he likes to live in, making him look like a piece of a tree hanging down like a limb. Excuse me? Folks, how could this hair direction in algae camouflage specific to color ever evolve? And what stage of development could a sloth ever survive unless all of this there was prepackaged, programmed, ready to go from the start? It's absolutely impossible. But that's not all. Let's take a look at another animal. This is amazing. The bat. Okay? Most of us, you know, kind of freaked out with bats, but bats, folks, show incredible design. Bats, they have incredible features to come out to hunt at night for food, okay? It just so happens that bats come, listen to this, folks, equipped with sonar, okay? Which far surpasses anything that we could ever come up with, okay? And that's what a bat have. It can fly, listen to this, in a dark room with fine wires strung across the dark room, and the bats can easily fly around without ever touching to them once, okay? And they could do this because they have flaps of skins around their nostrils, and they get these special structures built into their ears that emit and receive high-frequency sound waves. Okay, this is their sonar system. Okay, in fact, the sonar capabilities in the bat, folks, are so good that they can easily find flying insects in the dark. They catch thousands every night in the dark. Okay, but that's not all. They can focus their sonar in a narrow beam. They can turn their heads from side to side, making like a sweep, a sonar sweep of the area, and they even use it to find fish underwater. Now, wait a second here. How in the world could these night flying and sonar capabilities ever evolve in the bat? At what stage of development could a bat continue to survive, let alone find somebody of the opposite sex who just happens to have all the exact same features to procreate and even procreate without all this stuff coming there pre-programmed, like the Bible says? Okay? That's not common sense. Folks, the bat has a more sophisticated sonar technology built into it than what man has come up with. Is that how we got our sonar? Did somebody throw a stick of dynamite in an electronics factory and boom, out came the development of the sonar? Or did somebody design the thing? And if we're not going to say that's where we got sonar that was designed by man, you're going to say that the sonar that came prepackaged with the bat that's more sophisticated did? Again, who is checking whose brain in at the door? Let me give you just one more. How about the koala? This is amazing. There's no way the koala could ever have evolved. It's about 2 foot tall. It's about a 20-pound animal, and it spends its entire life pretty much in the eucalyptus trees, okay? Now, again, just like with the kangaroo, what's amazing is when its babies are born, the things are a little tiny, tiny size of a worm. Yet, once again, they, too, automatically know that they have to crawl over into their mother's pouch. And then, after being there for 6 months, they automatically know now they have to crawl on their mother's back and stay there for another 6 months, automatically. Okay, but what's even more amazing, folks, you tell me how this could ever evolve, is that their food and water comes from the eucalyptus leaves, okay, for the koala. But the problem is eucalyptus leaves are poisonous if swallowed. So how in the world does the koala stay alive? Its food is poisonous. Well, it just so happens, folks, the koala has a special stomach acid which neutralizes the strong chemicals, the poisonous chemicals in the eucalyptus leaves, and it actually, this acid doesn't just neutralize it, it actually turns those former poisonous chemicals into something that's safe and nutritious to eat. Now, wait a second. How in the world could these birthing abilities, these anti-food poisoning mechanisms, ever evolve in the koala? And at what stage of development could this thing ever survive, let alone procreate and have more babies? It's impossible, folks. The first time it takes a bite of that leaf, it's dead. And as we say around here, dead koalas, unfortunately, have no babies. It's impossible. And folks, once you look, and this is the tip of the iceberg, we're just getting started. We go all the way from the telescope to the universe, all the way down to the microscope with bacteria. All of life, exactly like the Bible says, there's tons of evidence of design, which shows us there really is a designer, i.e. God really exists. Okay? And scientists, you need to understand, folks, they give us the idea. You know, as I read that quote from Richard Dawkins, who claimed people like myself, who are trying to get this truth out to the American public, are the new terrorists because we dare question evolution. But they also act like what we are presenting is not science. What we are presenting on this series is nothing but science. Okay? That just happens to back up what the scripture has been saying all along. But they give us that no scientists believe this, and that's not true.
A moment here at the American Freedom Network.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Are you tired of caffeinated or high-calorie beverages? Good Life International wants you to try Glyco Tea. You'll be drinking the finest quality tea, providing you with such benefits as absorption of carbs and calories. Great for diabetics and aids you with weight loss. For pennies a day, you can boost your energy. For more information or to order Glyco Tea, go to www.life26.4tgl.com. Or call 720-494-4663.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Pastor Billy Groen of the Niagara Frontier Bible Church. And before we go on, Pastor Groen, would you like to get your website out and let people know how to get in touch with your ministry?
Sure. You can go to our main website at www.niagarafrontierbible.com. That's NiagaraFrontierBible.com, NiagaraFrontierBible.com. Or you can just search for my name, Billy Crone, BillyCrone, as in Nancy, E, Billy Crone, on the Internet, and then I'll take you where you need to go.
Very good. Well, we recommend Pastor Crone's material. We do carry a number of DVDs by him. In fact, the talk he's giving this morning comes from a series called Creation. So we'll tell more about that at the end. So you go right ahead.
Well, again, you know, as we left off just a bit ago, Dr. Monteith, before the break, was they also give this impression that somebody who's doing this is not only a terrorist, but they assume that no scientist in their right mind would ever believe this baloney. Excuse me? Tons of scientists, folks, are dealing with this evidence and realizing that, yeah, you know, you're right. It does point to a designer. Here's what an astronomer, George Greenstein, he had said, quote, this is a direct quote from, what? That's right, folks, a scientist. He says, is it possible that suddenly, without intending to, we have stumbled upon scientific proof for the existence of a supreme being. As we survey all the evidence, the thought insistently arises that some supernatural agency must be involved. A physicist, Tony Rothman, he said this. He said, quote, when confronted with the order and the beauty of the universe and the strange coincidences of nature, like we just talked about, he said, it's very tempting to take the leap of faith from science into religion. He said, I'm sure many physicists want to. He says, I only wish they would admit it. Yeah, I agree with you, Tony. And so what are those scientists, folks? What's that? That's right, scientists. What are they saying? They were saying that if you think all of life, certainly those animals that we talked about, folks, if you think it was evolved by chance, you got some serious problems. Why? Because designing something implies a designer. And that's what we're doing, folks, with this study. We are showing you the facts and exposing that we have been lied to. And it's one thing if this whole thing was based on science, and it's not. And what's even worse, folks, it's not even true. In fact, let me share with you how deep this lie really goes. Okay? We just talked about some scientific information about some various animals. Okay? We still got a long ways to go. Okay? And it clearly showed it's impossible for those to evolve. Yet evolution takes this claim, this lie, even further, and not only say that animals evolved, but then they have the audacity to say that you and I, mankind, came from the animals. You know, the whole missing link and all that baloney. Okay? Which is not true. The Bible says that God made mankind in his image, unlike the rest of the animals, okay, in the book of Genesis chapter 1. And so here's the problem. The Bible says that God made us specifically in his image, but what does evolution say? They said, no, we were created in the image of an ape, okay? Now that's a pretty bold claim. God says we're created in his image. They say, no, we were created in the image of an ape, okay? So let's put it to the test. Let's put it to the scientific test. Let's see who's telling the truth, folks. We have been drilled in our head this lie called ape-man evolution that we somehow evolved from apes with all these missing links. Well, let's take a look at these missing links, folks. The only problem with the missing links is they're still missing, and they will always be missing, and they're all based on lies. Let me just cover just a couple of them with you of the classic examples. First of all, there was Nebraska Man, was a supposed missing link. In 1922, scientists discovered a fossil that they said was 1 million years old, and it was heralded as the missing link of human evolution. They called it Nebraska Man, since they found it in Nebraska. Must have been a guy thing. But anyway, it was found by this guy named Henry Osborne, and he was a paleontologist, and he said this fossil combined characteristics of chimpanzees and man. And this fossil, Nebraska Man, folks, became famous because this was the, quote, evidence for supposed evolution in the Scopes monkey trial, okay? And so for many years, evolution described Nebraska Man as the surefire missing link. But the only problem was, folks, once they began to look at the thing, once the facts got out, okay, it didn't belong, the fossils, to any type of human. It didn't even belong to an ape. They actually found out, you know what Nebraska Man was, folks? It was a tooth, one tooth, and it was a tooth from a pig. I'm not joking, folks. You can check out the facts yourself. Eager evolutionists built a whole imaginary society and lifestyle around a single pig tooth. Then they not only built this whole man, Nebraska Man, out of plaster Paris and imagination from a tooth, they even built the guy a wife, Nebraska Man's wife. And as one guy said, man, you got to be pretty good to know what his wife looks like just from his tooth. But it wasn't even his tooth. It was from the pig. It was a lie. How about Piltdown Man, folks? For more than 50 years, we were led to believe that the Piltdown Man was another supposed ancestor of man, okay? And was found in a gravel pit in Sussex, England, back in 1912. And he was considered by sources to be the second most important fossil, proving the evolution of man. But when two scientists started to take a closer look, shocker, folks, they found out that Piltdown Man was a fraud. Get this. The original discoverers, it was proven wrong, a lie, a long time ago, folks, took a human skull and an ape's jawbone. They filed them down and made them fit together. Then they treated them with acid to make them look old and then buried them in the gravel pit, and voila, they discovered Piltdown Man. Now listen to this. 500 people studied, quote, Piltdown Man's fossils, okay? They wrote their PhD dissertations on them. They even earned a doctorate degree on this fraud. Excuse me? And for decades, boys and girls went to school and they were taught that Piltdown Man was proof of evolution. And the whole time it was a lie. How many kids during those years lost their confidence, folks, in the Bible and doubted the existence of God because of this lie? And they questioned the words of Jesus. It's a lie. It's a bunch of lies. How about Neanderthal Man? Oh, they have the own commercials. You know, the Geico commercials? Hey, real funny. Folks, there's no such thing as a Neanderthal man. It's another lie. It was the first supposed ape man back in Darwin's day. Okay, it was 1856, and it was found in Neander Valley of Germany. That's where we get Neanderthal man, okay? And what was discovered originally was just a skull cap and just a few other bones. That's it. And then, in 1908, a professor in Paris, okay, declared that this Neanderthal remains, mind you, a skull cap and a couple of the bones, was an ignorant, knuckle-dragging, ape-like man. Okay, that's where we get the term from. But upon closer examination, it was discovered, folks, that Neanderthal man was just like us. And he did have a stooped-over appearance. Okay, but when they realized the appearance was stooped over, it wasn't because the skeleton was slowly evolving, bent over, slowly standing up, as they would say is a lie. No. The skeleton had arthritis, or rickets, which is a vitamin D deficiency, so it was an old man with arthritis slowly going down. He wasn't bent over, slowly evolving, coming up. He was an old guy with arthritis slowly going down. And they admitted it, folks. They admitted it that the curved leg bones were the result of rickets, the vitamin deficiency, and the knots of the bone above the eyes was caused by damage to the skull. And by the way, it did have low eyebrow ridges and a long sloping forehead. But, folks, you look around today, there's people, even Malaysia, they've got the same skull characteristics. I personally wouldn't recommend calling them a Neanderthal. But not only that, folks, as they begin to look around where they found these bones, these so-called, quote, Neanderthals, they were skilled hunters. They were believers in an afterlife. They even performed surgery. Excuse me? But Neanderthal man, that's right, folks, is still in textbooks right now, even though it was proven a lie 50 years ago. That's all they have to go on, folks, is lies. Let me give you another one of the most famous examples, and once again, it's a lie. How about Lucy? You guys have probably heard that one. It's all over the textbooks. It's a lie. The supposed ancestor man, she was discovered in 1974 in Dar Valley, Ethiopia, by a guy named Donald Johanson. And he named it Lucy after the Beatles song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which, by the way, is the acronym for LSD. But anyway, so when the bones, though, were studied by a spectrograph, folks, they actually matched a chimpanzee, not a man. Okay? But that's just the tip of the iceberg. The lie continues. Listen to this, folks. What scattered bones they did find of Lucy, okay, they were assembled together from totally different locations. Get this. The knee joint that they said was Lucy's knee joint was a mile and a half away from the rest of the skeleton. Excuse me?
Well, how fast is that train going? We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crone, pointing out the fraud of evolution.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I'd like to stand back here for the final segment of our program this morning. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, you know, and again, they found the knee joint that was supposedly Lucy a mile and a half away from the rest of the pieces of carcass. Okay, and yet National Geographic actually said, oh, yeah, that's Lucy's knee. A mile and a half away? How do you just arbitrarily walk a mile and a half away? Hey, looky there. That's the kneecap of this thing I found a mile and a half in the opposite direction. Excuse me? It's totally ridiculous, folks. And then they said, well, we know Lucy was becoming a human due to the fact that an ape has a straight femur bone, okay, but Lucy's knee was angled to the side like a human's. Oh, interesting. Well, folks, although monkeys that do walk on the ground, they do have a straight femur. They're right. But guess what? Monkeys that climb trees, they got an angled femur. So all this showed, folks, has nothing to do with humans, has nothing to do with evolution. All it shows that the remains that they found was from a tree-climbing monkey as opposed to one that walked on the ground. And then if that wasn't bad enough, you talk about propaganda. Listen to this, folks. St. Louis Zoo put up a display of Lucy with human feet on her, which is bad enough. It has nothing to do with the human. But guess what? Guess how many foot bones were found, period? Zero, folks. Nada. It's pure propaganda. As it turns out, folks, Lucy is nothing but a tree-climbing monkey that some feel might still even be alive today in Sumatra down near Vietnam. And then, of course, the latest one, they just came out. They keep coming out with these things, and they keep getting exposed for lies. But you repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, often enough, hey, people believe it. And that's what's happening today. The latest one, just this year, Dr. Monteith, was called Ida. Okay? Aha, the missing link at last. Really? I don't think so. Shocker, it's also another lie. First of all, this latest missing link this year, folks, was found in two parts by an amateur fossil hunters back in 1983. Excuse me? 1983. And all of a sudden, it just, voila, this year it makes its way to the research team, and there it is. It's evolution. Folks, when they looked at the thing, they began to examine the thing, it has nothing to do with evolution. It's another lie. It's not even ape man. It's not even human. In fact, it's not even chimpanzee. It's a type of a lemur-like creature. It has nothing to do with evolution. It's another lie. And as one guy rightly stated, gee whiz, when you start looking at these scientific facts, when the truth gets out, hey, if all you have, evolution, is lies to support your theory, maybe it's a time to get a new theory. Or do you deliberately want to lie to the kids? Do you deliberately? Yes, they do, folks. Because you have to remember here, this isn't just a war of worldviews. This is the supposed evolutionary atheistic mindset that you need to push you and I into slavery. Why is all this stuff going on in the world? Why is all this stuff with the health care? Why is all this stuff with the swine flu going on? Why are they so for population control? Why are they for the annihilation of people inside the womb, outside the womb? I'll tell you why, folks. It's because they're cramming this lie called evolution as a supposed justification why there is no God when there really is a God. But then if they say there is no God, then they get to be God, and they get to deem who gets to live, who gets to do what and where. And it's all based on a lie. Okay? In fact, Martin Luther, he made a great quote. He warned that if the public became corrupt, man, we're in a heap of trouble. He said, I am much afraid that the schools will prove to be the great gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the scriptures, engraving them in the hearts of youth. I advise no one to place his child where the scriptures do not reign paramount. Every institution in which men are not increasingly occupied with the word of God must become corrupt. And that's exactly what we see today. In fact, folks, as I promised, even the evolutionists admit that this whole missing link thing is, the reason why it's missing is because it will always be missing. It's all propaganda. Okay? You can put any kind of bones you put together and you can create just about anything. They admit it, folks. Listen to this. Anthropologist Dr. Tim White said, quote, the problem with a lot of anthropologists is that they want so much to find a hominid that any scrap of bone becomes a hominid bone. That's exactly what we saw with Lucy. Excuse me, that piece of bone a mile and a half away is from her? Okay, I don't think so. T.L. Moore, he said, the more that one studies paleontology, the more certain one becomes that evolution, listen to this, is based on faith alone, not science. Anthropologist E.A. Hooton said, from a Neanderthal skull, an artist can fashion the features of a chimpanzee or a philosopher, and that it is wise not to put your faith in these reconstructions. Lord Zuckerman, he's a British anatomist, he said, if man evolved from ape-like creature, there is not even a trace of such evidence in the fossil record. And Miles Eldridge, he's a huge evolutionist. Listen to what he says about this. He said, quote, we paleontologists have said that the history of life supports the story of gradual adaptive change, all the while knowing, really, it does not. Excuse me? Folks, that's a direct quote from the evolutionists themselves. They admit that it's not true. But one of the biggest lies of evolutionists, they try to say that, oh, yeah, okay, well, maybe we can't find the missing link. But we know that man came from an ape based on the DNA similarities. Okay, and what they say is since apes and humans are 98% similar in DNA structure, this proves that they were our common ancestor 15 million years ago. Well, actually, it's less than 98, but still, let's stop and think about that whole premise. That doesn't necessarily prove evolution. It could very well prove a common designer. Okay, couldn't similar DNA codes simply prove that the same engineer is writing the codes? I mean, could it be that he was just using similar parts and plans to get the job done? Okay, for instance, folks, it's likely that much of the software that comes out of Microsoft has a high degree of similarities in their programs, right? That's common sense. Of course you do that. You don't rewrite everything from scratch. So does that mean that all the Microsoft programs evolved from Morse code 43 million years ago? No, it just means the same guys writing the same programs using similar codes. That's all. Okay? Besides, folks, when it comes to the relationship between apes and humans, there's thousands and thousands of differences. Okay? Yet evolutionists point to this one similarity of DNA structure and say, aha, this is proof for evolution. But it's a lie. Listen to this, folks. What they don't tell you is Dr. Barney Maddox, he's a leading genetic genome researcher. He blew the lid off of this myth concerning ape-man genetic similarities. He said, quote, the genetic difference between human and his supposed nearest relative, the chimpanzee, is at least 1.6%. Actually, they discovered now it's up to 5%. But let's just stick with the 1.6. He said, now that doesn't sound like much. That sounds close. He said, but listen, here's the real science with the genome research project. He said, but you calculate that difference of 1.6 out? He said, that is a gap of at least 48 million nucleotides. And a change of only 3 is fatal to an animal. Do you catch that, folks? He said 1.6, it doesn't sound like much. That's the lie. That's the illusion they're playing on us. He said, but we know in the genome project that a difference of only 3 is fatal to an animal. In other words, it couldn't ever happen. And this has a gap of 48 million and only 3? It's impossible. And that's why this is a direct quote from, he's a leading genetic genome researcher. They know it's not true. He said, quote, there is no possibility of change. Thus, folks, evolutionists admit, rather than proving evolution, similar DNA structure actually disproves evolution, and they know it's a lie.
They sure do. We're out of time. Thanks so much, Pastor Billy. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you. Come on.
Home for rent at Carter Lake with great views from wraparound deck, just 15 minutes from Loveland or Berthoud, has 2 master bedrooms with 2 full baths, is partially furnished, and includes hot tub, fireplace, wood-burning stove, storage sheds, large garden, chickens are optional. 2 acres with plenty of room for your outdoor toys. Great neighbors. Pets are welcome. For more information, call 970-667-4509. That's 970-667-4509.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
Worship and warfare, holy places and in his hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we do hope you enjoy our programs with Pastor Belly. We actually have a number of the DVD sets he's put together. One of them, of course, is on creation. There are 10 DVDs in it, part 1 and part 2, and you can get both of them together at a reduced cost. We also carry his series on the final countdown, which goes into the background of what's going on today from a geopolitical point of view and looking at unfolding political events through the lens of prophecy. Very important. It will really help you. And he has a lot of video clips along with his sermons and the scriptures, which will really help you to clearly see what's taking place today. We have his 4 tape set on RFID. We have his 1 DVD, Simply Get a Life, goes into the background of his personal conversion to Christianity after having been involved with the occult and with drugs. A fascinating individual. We're proud to have him as a friend, and we're fortunate to have him do these series. We actually, if you want to hear them on CD, we put together the first 5 of his talks on the final countdown into a 5 DVD set called the Countdown to Armageddon. It's a CD set, Countdown to Armageddon. Got a great new 4 CD set on the Shack. You know, this popular Christian book that has sold of 4 or 5 million copies, and yet it's total heresy. It's aimed at undermining the Christian faith. But Christianity is under attack today. That's what really is going on. Christianity is under attack. We have a great new 4 CD set on the swine flu vaccine. And, of course, here is the real danger. The swine flu itself is very innocuous. Very, very few people have died of it. About perhaps less than 150 healthy people in the United States have died. About 522, the last count total. But 80% of them had other serious illnesses, which predisposed them to illness. And when you consider the CDC insists that 36,000 people die every year of influenza, the death of 150 healthy people, doesn't seem like that big a deal. But, of course, the real danger is the vaccine. And I spent an hour yesterday calling the CDC trying to find what's in it, and they won't tell you what's in it. We'll get back to you. Oh, we're so busy. We've got so many calls. Nobody's available. Hang on the line here for 20 minutes, and then we'll cut you off. Just call the CDC and try to find out if there's going to be squalene in the vaccine, a deadly product. One shot can destroy your life or the life of a loved one. Do not take the swine flu vaccine. We've got a great 4 tape set on this, a 4 CD set. You need to get it. You need to help us get the information out. America is under attack today, but not from without, but from within. So all of these items available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. The whole financial contraction we're experiencing today, with 1 in 9 Americans now on food stamps, 15 million Americans will probably lose their homes before this is over. Somewhere between 25 and 30 million Americans are either currently unemployed or underemployed. In other words, they're not being employed like they should, or only working part-time, or have given up. Between 25 and 30 million Americans, it's all contrived. America is under attack today, and not from Al-Qaeda, but from the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you don't know who they are, their goal, you need to get my book or to hear my talk. Help us to get the truth out. We're involved in a spiritual battle. There's a conspiracy against God. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, and then please get us. That is the list. Until tomorrow, with you.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit selfdefenseguns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333...